Something that has been months, even years in the making, culminated last evening with a ribbon cutting to the southeast of Mount Kessler in Fayetteville. About 75 people gathered as a temporary trailhead was unveiled to mark the occasion. Also there, Ozarks at Large's Christina Karnatz, who has this report.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Thank you for being here today to celebrate the official opening of the Mount Kessler Trailhead. I'm Allison Jumper, Park Planning Superintendent for the City of Fayetteville.
Jumper got things started as members of the public and representatives from many organizations gathered in the shade under two tents guarding from the sun in 95-degree temperatures. That was before today's cold front had made its way in. Efforts to preserve areas of Mount Kessler on the south side of Fayetteville have been going on for years, but came together when the City Council approved a deal to purchase 376 acres from Chambers Bank in February. The deal closed in March. The purchase was made using money from city reserves and a matching grant from the Walton Family Foundation. The terms of the grant stipulated that a trailhead granting public access had to be constructed within 90 days. A gravel lot on Judge Cummings Road, just a few yards off of Cato Springs Road, and a wooden sign with an arrow pointing to a grassy but mowed trail that reads Mount Kessler is just that, the trailhead. Just behind the sign to the north of the lot is the land intended for a regional park known to some as Southland Pass.
The acquisition and preservation of Mount Kessler perfectly dovetails with the development of the park. This acreage that you see back, just back behind this tree line, the mountain, it is going to provide a one-stop recreation area for our citizens. We will be able to offer a diverse recreational opportunity for everyone, all ages, all sizes, all abilities. And that is something that came from the community when we did our master plan back in 2000, and we're going to be able to make it happen thanks to this.
Jumper says construction on the park and a permanent trailhead will begin at the end of the year. She went on to thank city staff for the construction of the trailhead and for the trail connecting the trailhead to the Mount Kessler property. Also thanked Harps for donating watermelon to the event. And she introduced Jeremy Pate with the city's development services, who was thrilled to open the trail system of Mount Kessler to the public.
I was fortunate enough to be introduced to Mount Kessler several years ago by some trail running friends, including Allison, and I've never stopped coming back. Mount Kessler is truly a legacy acquisition. It's a place that once you visit, you really understand why Frank, why Mayor Jordan and the City Council, why the Walton Family Foundation, why OORC, FNA, and so many others have put effort into preserving this for our future generations to enjoy it as our ancestors have and as we will, as we are today.
Pate mentioned the year-long effort by the city and his own effort of personally taking a representative of the Walton Family Foundation out on a hike on the land to try and show him the incredible asset it would be to the public and why Fayetteville loves it so much. The city now owns 630 acres of contiguous land with over 8 miles of trails and natural environment for the public to enjoy. Pate encouraged people to use it, but when they do, sign into a trail log.
This is the way we keep a log of folks that are utilizing the trail. It's important not only because this is a very remote trail with not a lot of access to it should you be injured, but it's also important for our grant opportunities now and in the future to measure how we utilize our trail system and plan for the future of those. Also, the trail log allows us to know who our users are, whether you're hiking, you're biking, whether you're running, simply seeing what the mountain has to offer. It also lets us know if you're from in-state, a tourist from out-of-state, or class doing research. And part of this is economic development as well.
He asks that users stay on the one-mile trail leading up to the mountain, mentioning the signs along the way to guide them. A project coordinator with the Walton Family Foundation followed Pate and promised to be brief and bright as he highlighted the professionalism of the city staff and their passion for the project in seeing the dream become a reality. He also mentioned how this trail system feeds into the mission of the foundation to improve the quality of life in Northwest Arkansas. Supporter of Mount Kessler and Frank Sharp are practically synonymous. He owns the land north of the property and has allowed access by the public for quite some time. He said that the stars were so much in a line on this project that it was a constellation, a Milky Way, if you will. He credited the efforts of the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association, who years ago committed $300,000 to preserve the land and to build trails on the property, along with the city support and the physical efforts of Ozark Off-Road Cyclists, all of which, he says, could not have been done without the support of the land's neighbors.
It's really been a little disruptive. There's been no parking, but we felt like we needed to raise awareness. So we worked out how they could park at the smokehouse and come through our place. And then if Jane Steele would give them permission to go through her place, they would then be at the trail system. And so I talked to Jane. Jane's right here. As you leave Rock City, coming through from the west side, if you leave Rock City, most of that is on Jane's place. There's the old.
I randomly spoke with Jane Steele before the evening's events and overheard one of the city council members thank her for the use of her property and to tell her how beautiful it was. She said it was no problem and that she's happy that others are able to enjoy the land as she is up in her years and no longer able to herself. She was quite humble, needing a chair to sit in, yet moving it away from the line that had been set up as she said she was not a VIP. But a VIP she is indeed, as are the other neighbors and all advocates who help push these preservation efforts.
You were great big stars in this. And I think I've got just about everybody. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. One other star in this constellation. I checked with this person a couple of years ago to be sure that this person agreed with what we were attempting. This person said that, we had 110% support, but we need to figure out a way to get the money. And this person is our next speaker, Mayor Lionel Jordan.
Mayor Jordan welcomed the crowd with the question, don't you just love this city? And said that most of what he had planned to say had already been said by the others. But he did bring up the word vision.
When you look up the word vision, it's a Latin word that says to see or to imagine, or to see with imagination.
As a former carpenter, he says that when he was given a set of blueprints, he saw the finished product, as he did with Mount Kessler. And that vision has become a reality. He finished by thanking everyone who had the vision and made Mount Kessler possible for Fayetteville, a great city. The ribbon was cut by representatives of all involved, including a few youngsters armed with safety scissors.
Three.
The trailhead and the trail connecting it to Mount Kessler are ready for cyclists, walkers, commuters, hikers, runners, and lovers of nature to enjoy. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Karnatz.